Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's coming to an end for Lester Holt. Dave, when I think of Lester Holt, I just think of an individual who's rock solid at what he does, has been throughout his career, locally for a long time, including in Chicago for an extended period of time, then MSNBC when it wasn't as lefty driven, then, you know, Sundays and filling in for Brian Williams, and then Brian Williams is telling an extraordinary lie about what he was a part of and what he witnessed when he was covering the military. And he's canned. And Brian Williams, at what he did at the time, he was fantastic. He was also a fantastic late-night talk show host. But when you're lying that egregiously about a story involving the military, you have to go. It still was interesting how NBC just phased him out for a period of time. And then he was brought back with MSNBC, where I thought he had a very good show. But Lester stepped in, and Lester is just really good at what he does. You know, he plays the role of a traditional newsman when he moderates debates, when he conducts interviews. He's detailed. He's meticulous. I don't think he pins the opponents down as much as some other individuals who conduct interviews, but he probably does it more in the traditional sense of an evening news anchor. And while David Muir is winning the ratings by a significant amount, this still is a blow to NBC. Now, they hired Tom Yamas from ABC a number of years ago, and it's been very clear that they're lining up Tom Yamas to replace Lester Holt. But I really want to hear from people. You know, the numbers are still pretty significant when we're talking about watching the evening news. It's still well over 15 million. And I know it's not what it once was, whether you want to go Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley or Dan Rather or Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, whichever names you want to go with. It still is impactful, but it's just, we've got so many things out there, right, Dave? It's endless. Talk show hosts, blogs, podcasts, endless news, TikTok, Twitter, you name it. So I only have respect for Lester Holt. I just think of him as outstanding at what he has done. Likeable. Never took himself too serious. his excellent work on Dateline. He's going back to Dateline to do more work. He's not, you know, going the Adam Carter role, taking his teeth out and going away. What when Lester Holt first comes to mind for you, what do you think of?
He's the guy that I think we all claim that we want to see in a newsman, right? A news person. Maybe we don't exactly act on that because we, as a society, tend to still look for the flamethrowers, look for partisanship, blah, blah, blah. But he was the guy that's right down the middle that was, as you said, rock solid, good at his job. He didn't show up on blooper reels. He wasn't in the midst of, you know, partisan fighting about this person being that too liberal, too conservative, blah, blah, blah. He was just, you know, he was rock solid. That's the best way to put it. He was just felt like he was always right down the middle telling you the story, and that was it.
It's almost impossible for someone to become an enormous presence at 5:30 anymore. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, it's much more difficult, certainly, than it used to be. I mean, David Muir is crushing in the ratings. Is he anywhere near what, you know, even the last generation, the Brokaw, rather, Peter Jennings?
No.
Not even close.
Mm-mm. Not even close. No. No. I don't watch enough CBS right now to see that how their newly reconfigured group is going to be. You know, I thought Pelley was excellent. I really did. And it seems like they forced him out for some reason. David Muir is good at what he does. I just wonder if we would get somebody nationally who kind of was like Majors when he came to town. Majors came to town, and there was just a presence about Paul pretty much from the get-go. And then you got Shelby, who also had that, and they just were different in the sense of Don was more of a traditional journalist, and Paul was, trust me, fully capable of that, but played a different role. I just wonder if we ever get someone. No, they're not going to be Cronkite. I got that. But if someone was just viewed that had such a presence, such journalistic chops, could they reach a little bit of that level? The answer is no. I pay more attention to it because in the broadest of sense, I'm in this business, but as you know, Dave, there's too much hating of the mainstream media or too much convinced that it's liberal leaning, and you have so many different outlets. And I don't even know, do the networks even want these folks to become as big as they once were? Yeah. Because if they get that big, they have to pay him an extraordinary amount of money. They lose the leverage. Think about how visible even, let's go, Brokaw and Williams were, not just Letterman, but elsewhere, how commonplace they were. You don't see that with David Muir and Lester Holt, do you, on other outlets?
No, you definitely do not. And I mean, to answer your question, do they want them to be as big? Probably not, because there's, you know, is there enough viewers to go around even right now for, you know, the big 5:30 news to pay those salaries?
I'm not sure they do. Okay, let's pause. Jason will join the mix. I'm sure this will come up with Jason at some point. But what are your thoughts on Holt moving away from the evening news, still a part of NBC with Dateline? I think Tommy Amos, when I see him, is solid. I haven't watched him a ton anchoring because as much as I consume news, I don't watch a lot. I mean, I rarely watch the evening news because I'm exposed to it so much by doing this show. But I don't downplay in any way that it's 15 plus million. That's a lot of people. That destroys any other cable show. But because we have all the other options, it's hard for anybody to get big. But if you could tell me the one person you most trust, either now or in the past, who do you have? And how far back in the past do you have to go? Who do you got? 651-461-9226.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lester Holt walking away from the evening news, a part of Dateline moving forward. So we talked about the importance, the diminished category of an evening anchor, even though it still has a great deal of power. So who do you have right now who you trust with news? You have somebody right now, or who is the last person in news you did trust? Offer up a text, 651-461-9226. Gene has called in. Gene, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Okay, first of all, the first thing I do in the morning when I get into the kitchen is turn on CCO radio. I have you guys on all day. Then at 5:30, I turn on Lester Holt. I am very up about this because I love him. I love his news. I think he's well-reasoned, and he's not left or right. He's right in the middle. And I'm really sad that he's – when is his last day going to be then?
I don't have the story right here. I know Jason's going to join us in a second. I don't think they announced it, did they, Dave? And they didn't announce Tom Yamas as his replacement. But
Tommy,
everybody assumes
good.
That's who it's going to be.
Well, he's good, too.
It's not right away. It's going to be a bit of time.
He's just so good. He's out there. He's – wherever the stuff is, he's there. And I really like him. Now, you know, I'm a CCO listener. I'm a NBC watcher. So don't put that against me, please. I just want to let you know, I really love Lester. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Very kind. Among the texts coming in, the Am I Wrong Committee. No, I added that, Dave. I just wanted to let you know that the Am I Wrong Committee.
I'm sure they had the text added too, but thank you.
Yeah. Steve Murphy, great journalist for a long time at this radio station. David Muir, hands down. Dan Rather has been a favorite, trusted journalist and anchor and a fan for a long time. You know, Rather, because of when he became so prominent in the 60s, the convention in Chicago, the battles with Nixon, when and how we replace Cronkite, his perceived or accurate left leanings, the George H.W. Bush interview, Rather generated a different reaction than Brokaw never really had to deal with. Brokaw was able to pull that off. Rather still is around now. Shannon Bream. A lot of people like Shannon Bream. Diane Sawyer, people mention. Ted Koppel. I think Koppel pulled that off extraordinarily well. Don't you, Dave? You know, for him to emerge off the hostage crisis and have Nightline be such a factor for as long as it was, and to hold individuals, government apparatus, and organizations their feet to the fire, I thought Koppel was absolutely brilliant at what he did. Another person saying, David Amir, you let me know if Jason's going to jump on
in. Oh, he's here with us. He's waiting.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I'm right
here,
yeah.
Sorry, Jason. I apologize. What do you want to say on the topic we're discussing?
You know, I think the lack of reaction is interesting to this. And maybe it's just because, I don't know, since like Brokaw, Rather, and Jennings, I don't know that any of these anchors have really resonated in the same way. And is that because we don't trust them? I don't know. I was looking up the numbers today. Something like 19 million people watch ABC, CBS, NBC Evening News. That's a lot of people. Like, it's not what it was, but it's still a lot of people. So, like, it's not like no one trusts the mainstream media anymore. Give me a break. Yeah. But it's not as important. It just isn't. We don't have to wait till 5:30 to find out the news.
We don't. You can get it instantly. And I raised this point earlier. I want you to react. Do the individual networks want someone to become a megastar? Because I'm not convinced they do, because then he or she gets to dictate so much of who they're hiring, how the evening news is run, the money, the leverage.
And interesting.
Yeah, they like the notoriety, and if the numbers just are totally tilted towards them, maybe they put up with it. But I'm not convinced. Are you?
Well, look at what CBS has done, right? They hired, two sort of no-names to replace Norm O'Donnell. David Muir was sort of a no-name, really, when he I've been surprised at the success he's had. It's interesting.
Why do you think he has emerged as the leader right now among the three shows?
Some of it is the format of that newscast, that it's very fast-paced, local news, no real, you know, if you're looking for the least, it's hard to inject bias when it's just sort of rapid-fire news, right? And I think some people sort of like that. It's got like a local news feel to it. I don't know. He's also pretty easy on the eyes, you know?
Yeah, he's not an unattractive individual.
Yeah.
And that does not hurt. You want to give me one tease for what's coming up today?
We got a guy who is campaigning to change state law because a guy who is speeding at 95 miles an hour killed his grandmother, and that guy got to keep his driver's license. So we'll talk about that 3:35.
That's not possible. Jason's next, 3 to 6 here on CCO.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.